History will be made tonight when Democrat Janet Mills is officially sworn into office as Maine's 75th governor, the first woman to ever hold the office. Mills comes from a family with a long record of public service. Her grandfather served in the Maine Senate. Her father was also a legislator and a U.S. attorney for Maine. Her sister Dora was the former head of the Maine Center for Disease Control, and her older brother Peter is a former Republican legislator who now runs the Maine Turnpike Authority. But despite her political pedigree, Mills' journey to the Blaine House has been a complicated one. Susan Sharon reports.
Janet Mills never envisioned the day that she'd be governor. As a child whose parents were close friends with Senator Margaret Chase Smith and who once memorized Smith's famous Declaration of Conscience speech for a high school contest that she won, Mills says she never intended to pursue a political career, nor did she think she'd follow in the footsteps of her father and become a lawyer. Instead, she dropped out of Colby College during her sophomore year and headed out to San Francisco.
I was a bit of a rebel. Didn't want to go straight through school or have any big career goal to begin with. So, you know, it was in the mid-60s, late-60s, and so much was happening in the world, and I just wanted to see other things in other places, like a lot of young people.
Mills worked as a waitress in an insurance firm and as a psychiatric aide in a mental health hospital. She resisted her father's initial suggestion that she become a nurse. But along the way, she took classes in a wide range of subjects and eventually went back to school full-time at the University of Massachusetts Boston. She also spent a year in Paris, where she learned to speak French.
I had to. They speak it there. And it was less expensive to go to Paris for a year, including travel, than to live in Boston for another year. So I said, this is for me.
Mills returned to the States, worked a couple more jobs, including at a Washington, D.C. law firm where she translated patents from French to English. She also escaped an abusive relationship and eventually returned to Maine to go to law school. She says it was her father who gave her a necessary nudge at a time when she wasn't feeling good about herself and when many women were working as secretaries and office assistants.
He just gave me the confidence to think I actually could do that. And when he said I could do it, I kind of knew maybe I could.
It was the first class that had a significant number of women, and Mills says she knew early on that law school was the right fit for her. The rest, as they say, is history. Mills went on to work in the criminal division of the Attorney General's office, where she was the only woman. She was the first woman elected district attorney in Maine and New England, prosecuting crimes in Franklin, Oxford, and Androscoggin counties. Mills became the first woman in Maine to become attorney general in 2009. And this week, just days after celebrating her 71st birthday, she becomes the first woman to serve as governor.
She had a very hilly, windy journey, just as the roads of rural Maine are.
Dr. Dora Ann Mills is the younger sister of the governor-elect, who says she's proud of Janet for two reasons: for being the first Maine governor from Franklin County, where their ancestors go back several generations, and for being the first woman governor. But even more important, Dora Mills says, is the fact that Janet's path has been bumpy. She overcame struggles. As a teenager, she spent a year in a body cast, confined mostly to a hospital bed in the family's living room, to correct a potentially disabling curvature of the spine. And in her 30s, she married a widower who had not just one, but five daughters, ranging in age from 4 to 16. It was a decision, Janet Mills has said, was probably the craziest and best thing she ever did.
She gives us a role model of somebody who has learned from each stage of her journey and moved forward. And I think that's also very exciting to me, that you can also become governor of Maine.
I am incredibly proud to introduce you to my mother and the next governor of the state of Maine, Janet Mills.
When Janet Mills boogied onto the stage on election night, the one person missing from her celebration was her husband, who passed away 4 years ago from the effects of a stroke. Mills says the experience of caring for him toward the end of his life helped shape her views on the health care system and on the importance of Medicaid expansion, one of her priorities along the campaign trail. She pledged to chart a new course for Maine, and she told the crowd that night she would think anew, act anew, and begin anew. Eliza Townsend of the Maine Women's Lobby, which Mills co-founded, says the new governor will change the way women are perceived in leadership.
For me, it's perhaps a combination of a return to civility and treating people with respect and being thoughtful about approaching issues and seeing that embodied. It was really fun yesterday to see the pictures of her moving into the Blaine house. They were so human. Again, it just made it very real that we've got a woman in charge.
Her gender really doesn't make a difference in her ability to do the job.
Representative Kathleen Dillingham of Oxford is the House Republican leader.
It's, you know, the same in any position in government. It's wonderful, it's empowering, but we all have the same abilities to carry out the same task.
Dillingham says she and her colleagues are looking forward to working with Governor Mills, interested in the policy changes she'll propose, and she says they'll keep an open mind as long as they're fiscally responsible. Mills, meanwhile, continues to downplay her record as a trailblazer and the effort it took to get this far.
Some of it's accidental, honestly. In my book, I ran because I felt I was the most qualified person for the job, and I hope that history supports me in that. When I take the oath of office, and when I step into that governor's office, the door will be open. There will be an open door, an open mind, and an open heart. That's the way I feel about it. That's the way it should be.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.